Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, apparently the vet clinic had more than just animal spirits roaming its halls.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We really appreciate you listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we sure would like to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. If you'd rather write it down, just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the complete archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon today.
Hello.
Hey, so you know how sometimes you just all of a sudden, like right before we started recording this episode, I was like, oh my God, I had a dream last night that I totally forgotten about.
You sounded like Jan Brady for a minute. Oh my God.
Marsha, what happened to your nose?
Oh my God.
Kathy, I had a dream about the house I used to live in Alma. In Alma, Nebraska. That I don't even remember if I sound like Jan Brady, but in my head, that's what she sounds like.
But it is our Jan Brady these days. I don't know. Yeah,
it's been a long time since I watched the Brady Bunch, but it seems like that was my go-to impersonation. Marsha. But anyway, so last night I had this dream that we went back to that house, the haunted house we lived in as a kid. And we got there, and it was like HGTV came to town, and they gutted the house. And it was so strange because we're walking around the house, and it would be like, oh, shit, it's still here, Kathy. And then we turn a corner. Oh, no, I know what it was. HGTV came in. Our sister Cheryl bought it.
Oh.
Yeah, now I'm remembering more. Our sister Cheryl bought it, and she added on to it.
Oh.
And so she added on this massive master bedroom. So we're in the master bedroom, and I'm like, wow, Cheryl, like, you guys are so rich. And I still can't believe you bought the house from our childhood. Remember how haunted it was? And so we're in this really nice new addition to the house, which was not haunted.
Okay.
So then we go
well,
into that old remaining house, and it was like, oh shit, there's something like really bad here. And then we realize, oh, we're in the area of the upstairs bathroom that had been turned into something else. So it was like, it was weird because we could feel what was going on in the house we knew where we were, not because it looked the same, because the same spirits, the same things were there. The same feelings were still in the same places in the house.
So here's what it sounds like, right? If you're going to interpret this. So even though something has changed, it didn't really. Mm-hmm. Like superficially, it doesn't look like that anymore. But it's still the same thing on the inside.
But as soon as you went into the original house, it was still there. And then at one point, we turn the corner and you go, oh my God, look. And you reach down and it took two hands because that door was so heavy to the cellar. And it took two hands and you pull it up. And I'm like, oh my God. And you're looking at me like I should be going down there. And I'm like, I'm not going in it. I know you're holding the door for me, but I'm not going down there. But it was just so weird.
So even though things have changed, that is still the same. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, it's still in your mind there, uh-huh. The same thing. You haven't actually reconciled anything with this house yet.
Nor will I ever, because I don't think I don't know how you do it. I think it's just time.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons, like, you tease me a lot, like, how could you go back there? And I did. And I think for that reason, that I was hoping to get some sort of reconciliation, peace, something out of my system. I don't know that I did, but I think that is what I was looking for.
And I've never gone back because I'm like, what if it recognizes me and it attaches itself to me? And then I'm back where I started, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it was just so weird. I woke up and I was so scared because it was like, all those feelings, like just that anxiety, and it's here and it's watching me and all those things. And Cheryl, like, her master bedroom was so nice. She was so proud of it. But it was like, but why this house? Because every time we visit you, now we have to come back to this house. It was just very strange. It was a very strange dream.
That is very strange.
And it's just so funny how those dreams just pop up. I'd totally forgotten about it. But I did wake up in the night, and I was like, I have to tell Kathy about this dream. Then I totally forgot about it.
You know, and I think that's one of the things when it comes to paranormal activity. You know, we want an answer so bad. We want to know. We want the ending, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get it.
Right.
Maybe you find some newspaper article about something that happened or something, and that might kind of explain a few things. But ultimately, that's often what's wrong with scary movies. They try to wrap it up. But in reality, there's no wrapping it up.
Right.
We don't know. We just know we're scared to death of something that's here, you know, and traumatizing us. And that is what it does. Now we have good things too. Don't get me wrong. We have, you know, people that have visitation dreams, and we have people that, you know, like a spirit came back to do something beautiful for them. I mean, we have those pretty ones too. But there are these very dark, scary things that there are no explanations for. There's no answers. It's traumatizing. And the trouble is I don't see a great way to fix it. Like, I could go to a therapist, but they got no answers.
Right.
They might believe me, they might not, but what are they going to do about it?
Right.
You know, say, don't think about it. I don't know. What do you do when there isn't something? I can't go to that person, or I can't go there and say, stop doing this. Though we do talk about doing that, right? That you could, you know,
face your fears,
the spirit. Yeah, face it, tell the spirit, whatever. You know, as a child, of course, we never did that. And so now that's kind of, that opportunity's passed. But it's really rough. And like you said, here you are at your age, still having dreams that you wake up in this cold sweat for
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it was weird because I felt that's all those PTSD. Feels again. Yeah, I felt all of that again.
Yeah.
It was just so strange. It was like, Cheryl, why did you buy this house?
Yeah.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah, why?
Why, Marsha? Marsha, why did you buy that house? Cheryl.
I never go there. Anyway, okay, tell me a ghost story.
Here's a ghost story. It says, my name is Allison. I'm from Virginia. I want to share one of my own spooky experiences, which took place at a veterinary office where I used to work. I was a veterinary technician at the hospital, so my main job was to hold animals still while the veterinarian gave them exams and shots, pretty routine stuff. I'd been there for a while before realizing just how many ghostly rumors floated around the place. People who worked there before me had lots of stories, from disembodied footsteps to apparitions wandering the halls. At first, I figured they were just trying to scare the newbies, but eventually I started hearing these stories from different people who'd never even met each other. It made me really think something unusual was going on. One of the most persistent legends was the, in quotes, lady in white, which we hear a lot about, ladies mm-hmm. in different colors, who supposedly drifted through the treatment area and right out the back door. Two separate technicians claimed to have seen her, but they hadn't worked at the hospital at the same time, so it wasn't like they swapped stories. Another time, our office manager stayed late to talk business with someone, and they both heard footsteps near the lab area. Thinking it might be a coworker or maybe a client who'd gotten lost, they went to check, but they found no one there. The back door was locked, and all the lights were off except in the main lobby. I had a coworker who was deaf, and one day during a euthanasia appointment, another tech saw her do something that gave everyone chills. Right after the pet was put to sleep, the deaf technician slowly lifted her head and looked upward, almost like she was following something invisible rising toward the ceiling. She later told us it felt like she witnessed the animal's spirit leaving its body. Just thinking about it still gives me the goosebumps. I also had a friend who worked there taking care of our boarders, basically the animals that would stay overnight. She'd feed them, check on them, and make sure they were comfortable. One afternoon, as she was about to leave, she glimpsed what was described as a woman with long dark hair that looked dry, dirty, like she was covered in dust or dirt. The apparition popped up so suddenly that my friend practically walked right through it before she even realized what was happening. She said her hair stood on end and she was so terrified. She just kept going, clocked out, and yelled, "Okay, I'm leaving now," at the empty hallway. And lucky me, she told me this story right before the weekend shift I was scheduled to take care of the boarders. So on to my own experiences. I totally believe animals can see or sense things we can't. And the stuff I saw at this vet's office only confirmed that for me. And you and I say that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Both of my encounters happened in the treatment area, which, if you picture it, is a fairly narrow space. And if you're standing at the sink to wash dishes or fill water bowls, there's a small hallway behind you lined with about 6 cages for smaller animals. Then along the back wall, there are 5 runs for the bigger dogs. One day I was at the sink washing something when I heard a strange noise behind me. I turned around and saw one of the dogs in the run acting off. He was moving his head in a tight circle, almost like he was following a toy or chasing a laser pointer, but there was absolutely nothing there. No one was standing outside his cage, and the dog didn't have any known medical or neurological issues. He was snorting and lunging forward like he wanted to play with something, but it was just out of reach. It was so specific and purposeful that I couldn't shake the feeling that he was interacting with someone or something that we couldn't see. The second incident was by far the creepiest. Again, I was at that same sink, washing some food bowls. Behind the sink was that little pass-through window into the surgery room. The lights were off in there, so I couldn't see a thing, but out of nowhere, I got this super strong feeling like I was being watched from the darkness. It wasn't a gentle, curious feeling either. It was intense, the kind that sends a chill straight down your spine. Suddenly, all of the dogs in the kennels started barking like crazy, loud and urgently. I turned to face them and every single dog was staring right at me, barking up a storm. Felt like they were all trying to warn me about something. My heart was racing at this point and the vibe in the room shifted from uneasy to downright alarming. The strangest part was it felt like there were two separate forces at play. the one lurking in the dark surgery room, and another presence approaching me from the kennels. It was as if whatever was coming from behind was meant to distract me from the even more intimidating presence in surgery. That's really interesting. I kept whipping my head back and forth from that dim window to the row of barking dogs. It was so intense, it was like I could feel something in the air, like a static charge that prickles your skin. Nothing physically materialized, but every instinct in my body screamed for me to get out of there. So I hurried through the rest of my cleanup and I bolted out as fast as I could. After that, I never saw or felt anything quite like it at the hospital again, though I stayed on edge whenever I was alone in that back area. After I left the veterinary hospital, I read up on being an empath, and I realized I fit the description more than I ever would have guessed. Maybe that's why I picked up on so many of those odd vibes, or maybe I was just in the wrong place at the right time. Since having my son, that sensitivity has only amplified. I'm not sure if it's a true empath thing or just regular old mommy intuition, but either way, my radar is definitely cranked up to high these days. I do have more stories, some involving weird events that happened after I left the office, but I'll save those for another time. For now, I hope this was just the right amount of spooky for you. Stay safe, everyone. Watch your back if you ever find yourself alone in a creepy hallway full of barking dogs. You know, it is interesting because, like, I was talking about the dream that I had, but because that really did bring back the feelings of when I was a kid. Sometimes wasn't that I saw something, I felt it so intensely that I'd have to run out of the room or out of the house sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's what that reminded me of. It was like, and then that dream was like that last night. I never saw anything, but it was like, oh my God, we're in the upstairs bathroom.
Yeah.
And oh my God, there's the cellar and, you know, all those creepy ass feelings all over again. But sometimes, you know, like her just, it just is like something changes in the atmosphere.
Well, and it was an interesting thing that she felt like something was kind of over here, letting her know that something worse was ahead.
Yeah, and was it, were they tag teaming her, or what was the deal?
Or was it something trying to, you know, keep her from going there, or, you know, pulling her back or making her aware that something was up ahead.
Yeah.
To, you know, be prepared.
It was just, I don't know, that was some creepy shit. And I think, too, when you add together that the stories from other people, and then when you have your own experience, how can you not? Like, other people are having experiences and seeing things, and then you have experiences, it kind of makes some sense.
It kind of begins to add up, right? I always say too, and you do as well, and a lot of you guys feel the same way, that I think animals are a barometer for sensing things.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, how many stories have we said, well, the dogs didn't react, you know, like as if that was kind of an indicator as to whether there was truly something there or not. Like, it's so weird, the dogs didn't act. Because in my case, I've always had dogs react, not the same dogs, different dogs. But whenever something happened, they reacted to it. It might be growling. It might be the hair standing up on their back. It might be just them, you know, sitting up and taking notice and looking around the room. But they always seem to. Now, is that because I'm being freaked out? And so they are a little bit, you know, do I rub off on them? I don't think so, because they seem to do it independently of me.
And to have all the dogs looking at you, barking at you, and when you're having a feeling like that, it is kind of like they're warning you.
Well, and you know, animals sense storms. They know to get out of the way, that a storm is coming long before we do, right?
Like my dog.
Yeah, well, and, you know, like people talked about in the big tsunami, that the animals were all going inland. Had people noticed that all the animals were turning and going in, you know, in, it might have brought some awareness to the people. You know, we just are environment is very interconnected, and we need to listen to the animals. We need to listen to things, you know, mm-hmm. that they're telling us stuff. So I thought that's interesting when the dogs all reacted, or the dog that was playing with the apparition. It was playing with something that they couldn't see, but the dog seemed to be able to see it, you know. I think there's something to it. I really do. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a one-off. I think something happened there that was kind of creepy.
I do too.
Let's go to this phone call.
Hi, my name is Austin Hodges. I have a ghost story that I would like to tell y'all. It's at the Princeton Railroad Museum. We have been experiencing some very paranormal activity at the Princeton Railroad Museum. We even called in the paranormal investigation groups, and they said they have seen some stuff, and I have too. We've been experiencing some footsteps and stuff like that upstairs at the Princeton Railroad Museum, located 99 Mercer Street. I was given a tour. Let me tell you this. I was given a tour, and I took people upstairs to tell them about the history. I felt something touch me and whisper in my ear, "I am very proud of you for telling people about my railroad," and it scared me to death. And that's not the only thing they're doing. The bathrooms will lock themselves up. We have a clock that we have in the lobby, and it will change time by itself. It's a wind-up clock that you have to wind up to make the time, and it would just change time and everything. So that's what we've been experiencing. So we got some pretty interesting stories about ghosts. This is no joke. This is actually being serious. So you might want to put that on your story sometime. Thank you.
So I Googled the Princeton Railroad Museum, and there's one in West Virginia. I'm assuming that's it.
Is it on Mercer Street?
He made that very clear. Let me look, because now I got out of that. So I was looking to see if anybody had done a investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Princeton Railroad Museum.
Well, he said they had somebody come in and do some.
Yeah, because it'd be fun to talk about it.
Right.
On Mercer Street. Yeah, 99 Mercer Street.
Okay, and that's in where?
In Princeton, West Virginia.
West Virginia. Okay.
Now, looking at their Facebook page, they don't really say anything about hauntings. But let me look at their website, because they've got one too. But that's interesting, you know, because a lot of people are having these experiences.
Okay. How do you feel about a ghost giving you a nice compliment?
I think that's awesome. So funny.
When he said that, I thought, I don't know how I feel. Like, yay, I guess, that you feel so strongly about what I'm doing that you're giving me a little pat on the shoulder, and which he did say it touched him, you know, and then said, keep up the good work, basically. I'm proud of what you're doing. That's really, I don't know that I've ever heard that. Have you?
I think it's really lovely, though. We all want compliments.
Too. Yeah, but I'm trying to think if I ever heard a situation where, like, a spirit gave a compliment.
Yeah.
Not just, like, you know, in a visitation dream where, that you know, your dad came back or something and said something. But where we just have a spirit that's, like, so happy that their work is being acknowledged through this museum. And I'm happy they're doing it, too. We love history. And so we are always at museum people and going to things and doing stuff like this. And so I'm glad that they're doing it as well. I just think it's very fascinating that the spirit made it so plain to him that that he did that. You know, when he was talking about the clock changing times, I was thinking about how many old railroad depots I've been in that had multiple clocks in them.
Mm-hmm.
that, you know, this is New York time, this is this time, this is this time, this is this time. And so they would have different times on them. And it just, I thought, is there some connection between that? You know, that because, you know, trains had to watch different times. Times are critical to trains, you know, coming to different stations and stuff. It just seems like there's some connection between this clock and the fact that this train had to be going at certain times. And, you know, I there's something there. I don't know that I can put my finger on it, but I feel like there is some connection.
When I Googled this, and it says some places seem to be made for ghosts. It's the ghosts of Princeton and Athens, but it talks about the Princeton Railroad Museum. Pat Smith oversees multiple exhibits, artwork, and artifacts. It's also possible she manages a ghost.
Fascinating.
So, yeah. So I should reach out to them and see if they want to talk about
doing
an episode even on the grave talks and diving into it.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
And she did say here, it's known for a cute caboose. Thank you.
Not a cute, but a cute.
No, it's cute, C-U-T-E. Cute caboose, which you can explore. There's a gift shop. And if a ghost really haunts a place, don't worry. It's stuck in the attic, is what this says.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, he did say something that horrified me, just on a personal level. And that is that the bathrooms lock.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I am very claustrophobic. I'm very panicky that I'm going to get locked into a space. That makes me lose my mind.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not great with elevators. I just get in them and I start doing some praying, you know?
Well,
and I just, oh my God, if a small room and I was locked in it and I can't get out, I'd rather somebody just walked in on me going to the bathroom than, you know, lock it half the time.
And that's not fun either, you know.
That's not fun for them, for sure.
Excuse me. I know you're out there doing your thing.
I know,
right,
but
here
you
I
know,
am.
I'm claustrophobic and I can't lock the door, so understand.
Yeah, we should reach out to them and see if they want to do an episode.
Yeah, most definitely.
Because I would enjoy diving into that a little bit more.
I agree.
So if you have a real ghost story that you would like to share or talk about, give us a call at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, get the advanced episodes in the archive, all without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.